With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte will most likely appear in court at 10 a.m. on Monday to face a misdemeanor assault charge against a reporter. His attorneys requested that court date today, and Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert did not oppose it.
I expect that the Justice of the Peace is going to sign the order and that that's the time going to be set for that.
Gianforte will most likely enter a no-contest plea, which allows him to concede to the charge without pleading guilty. The maximum penalty for misdemeanor assault is 6 months in prison and a $500 fine. Legal experts say jail time is unlikely. Yesterday, Gianforte sent a formal public apology to Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs. It included a pledge to donate $50,000 to the Committee to Protect Journalists. In return, Jacobs said he would not sue Gianforte and accepts his apology. He will also not oppose a no-contest plea. Gianforte admitted to assaulting Jacobs the day before Montana's special congressional election on May 25th when the reporter asked him a question. State environmental regulators are asking the developers of a proposed Black Butte copper mine in central Montana for more information before they begin working on an environmental impact statement. The Department of Environmental Quality today asked Tintina, Montana, how it plans to plug mine shafts after they're closed to prevent water from being released. The DEQ also asked Tintina to complete its air quality, public water supply, and surface water discharge permit applications and to clarify a few more pieces of information. This is the third time the DEQ has requested more information, and environmental groups worry the mine could damage water quality in the area.
I'm Rachel Kramer. A ground and air search is underway for a 53-year-old Illinois man who is reported missing in Yellowstone National Park. The National Park Service says the search for Jeff Murphy of Batavia, Illinois, was being conducted near the park's north entrance. The agency says his last known location was at the Rescue Creek Trailhead at 8 a.m. yesterday. They say Murphy had intended to go for a day hike in the area. Montana fisheries biologists found fewer large trout in a stretch of the Yellowstone River that was hardest hit by a fish-killing parasite last summer. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologist Scott Oppitz says the number of brown trout between 13 and 20 inches long was down by about 50% in samples taken in the Corwin Springs area and in a stretch of river through the Paradise Valley. However, there were more young brown trout, so total numbers remained about the same. The population of large rainbow trout declined by about 30% in those areas. Last August, FWP closed down 183 miles of the Yellowstone from Gardner to Laurel after a parasite killed thousands of mostly whitefish. Oppitz says low flows and warm water last fall and increased ice on the river this winter could have contributed to the population changes. Butte residents are marking the centennial of one of history's worst mine disasters with solemn ceremonies and a musical. The Granite Mountain Spectacular mine disaster killed an estimated 168 miners on June 8, 1917, when a cable fell down a shaft, hitting obstacles that stripped its covering and exposed oil-soaked insulation. A worker helping to retrieve the cable accidentally brushed the exposed cable with a lamp, sparking a fire that spread quickly through the mine, killing the miners below. It is the largest hard rock mining accident in history. A remembrance ceremony is scheduled this evening at the Granite Mountain Memorial. Performances of the musical commemorating the disaster called No Greater Love will be performed at the Motherlode Theater tomorrow and Saturday. Additional events will be held through June 17th. Trials have been rescheduled for September for four Hamilton residents charged with starting the Roaring Lion wildfire last summer that burned 13 square miles of land, 16 homes, 49 outbuildings, and cost $11 million to suppress. Ravalli County Attorney Bill Fulbright says defense attorneys and prosecutors plan to meet next week to see if they can negotiate a settlement. Four teens are charged with felony and misdemeanor negligent arson. Investigators trace the start of the fire to a fire ring.
I'm Matt Lois. Environmental advocacy groups have launched a new attempt to halt the expansion of Montana's largest coal mine for its effects on climate change. This time, they also argue that the federal official who authorized the Spring Creek mine expansion in the Powder River Basin didn't have the authority to do so. Wild Earth Guardians and the Montana Environmental Information Center filed a lawsuit today in U.S. District Court in Billings to block Cloud Peak Energy's expansion to mine an additional 18 million tons of coal a year. Wild Earth Guardians led a previous attempt to block the expansion. In that case, a judge ordered federal officials to re-examine the environmental impacts. Last fall, Interior Department officials determined the expansion would have only a minor impact on the nation's greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Matt Loyce, Montana Public Radio.